Welcome to the Basketball Index Podcast. I'm your host, Taylor, and today we're talking about the top 10 scorers this season. So if you didn't listen to the last episode, we talked about the best duos this year, and I wanted to come up with a criteria for it that isn't just some hot takes. So we used LeBron War to figure out who the best duos have been, because stuff like that, we talk about it in the off season a lot, but then when it actually comes to the regular season, there's lots of reasons that things don't work out. Teams underperform, injuries happen, yada yada yada. So I wanted to use LeBron War to try to come up with a more concrete list. So I was focusing my sights on end of the year research for awards, and a big part of that obviously is players that are great at scoring. So I wanted to come up with the top 10 best scorers this season, and I wanted to come up with a more concrete way to evaluate those players. So what I did is I remembered that me and Filipos created something called Adjust to Big Time Scoring. I've referenced it on the podcast quite a few times, but I'll give you a quick reminder of how this stat works. What it does is it takes into account the average points per 75 of the top 25 scorers this season. So the average top 25 per 75 is 28 points per 75. Similar to per game, the reason we do per 75 is some teams play at a faster or slower pace, and then also some players, because of their team situation, they play more minutes. So you do it on a per 75 basis to kind of even out the playing field. So there are 25 players on the list for this season. What this does is it looks if you are scoring more or less than that average. So that is half of the equation. So your volume basically relative to other stars. The other half of the equation is efficiency. We're looking at true shooting percentage and how much better or worse you are relative to league average. So an example of this would be 10th on the list this year in adjusted big time scoring is Devin Booker. He is 27 years old in the middle of his prime, and he is about average in terms of the top 25 scoring average, right? 28 points per 75. And then he is plus 5% efficiency. So that's pretty darn good efficiency out of generally most of the players on this team are like number one or number two options. But relative to other star players, he's giving you the average volume of a top 25 player, and he's doing it on plus 5% efficiency. So you're really happy with that. He is the 10th best scorer this year. Moving down the list, or I think we got everyone up to speed, right? So there's a volume component, and then there's also an efficiency component, and they are relative to other top 25 players, and they are relative to the efficiency of the league. The really cool thing about this app is it goes back to 1974. So we can look at where these seasons rank historically in terms of basically big time scoring, hence the name. So Devin Booker's season is in the 44th percentile of all the top scoring seasons, right? There's 25 for every single year going back to 1974. And this is a slightly below average season compared to essentially all the all-time great scoring seasons. So there's nothing really bad with that. Like he's around average. That's pretty darn good. And, you know, there's other things to take into account. He has Kevin Durant on his team. I always think of Allen Iverson, where Allen Iverson was on a team that didn't have a lot of offensive talent, so they needed him to score a lot of points. And the volume was really, really good. But the efficiency, I want to say, was like below league average, like a hair under, which is not great. But what this tries to do is combine the two, because there's players like Jokic, who traditionally has never put up huge volume scoring. He's always been around the average top 25 or a little bit below that, but he's given you crazy efficiency. And some of that is, I mean, he's just a really great player, but some of that is being on a really offensively slanted roster where you have Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., role players like KCP. Like, he's in a very good situation, and that's probably helping to elevate those efficiency numbers. So, you know, there's always things to take into account, but this is like a pretty good ballparking estimator for the all-time scoring seasons. So I'm a little biased because I made it, but I feel like after explaining it, people will be like, okay, yeah, all right, I'm willing to go with this as a nice ballpark figure. So we have Devin Booker at 10. We have Donovan Mitchell at 9. He is also 27 years old. He's given you a little bit, almost a point more than the top 25 average this season, almost 29 points per 75. And he's given it to you on plus 3 efficiency. So Devin Booker and Donovan Mitchell are super close to each other. They have almost identical adjusted big time scoring scores. So if we were to chart this on a graph, if you've ever seen the basketball index charts that we put out all the time on Twitter, a lot of the times there'll be like two players right on top of each other and you can like barely see the one behind the whoever's in front. That would be this situation. So Booker and Mitchell have been really, really similar from a scoring standpoint, both really good stuff. After that, we have Jalen Brunson at 8. He is also 27 years old. You're going to have a lot of players in their prime, obviously, putting up these big-time scoring numbers. And he's giving you crazy volume. He's giving you 29.5 points per 75. That's a point and a half better than the average top 25 scorer. And he's only doing it on plus 1 efficiency. So with him, the trade-off is you're getting more volume, but you're getting a little bit less efficiency. But I think you're feeling pretty good about it because this year has been really, really fantastic, and you feel pretty strong. I think we all generally feel strong when you see him being able to score in a multitude of ways, you know, really, really shifty. The change of direction is insane. The three-point shot has become really great since he's gotten to New York. That's going to transfer over to the playoffs. So I know I probably lean a little bit too hard towards efficiency. I mean, I'm a data guy. That's what we do. That's the stereotype that I have to live up to. But this, the way we're evaluating players here, this tries to lean back and sort of grab volume and say, well, this is pretty important too. So Booker at 10, Mitchell at 9, Jalen Brunson at 8. And now we have Kevin Durant at 7, 35 years old, a lot older than the other guys on the list. And he's given you a hair under the top 25 at only 27 points per 75. Now, you could say he has a teammate all that's also in the top 10 that could be affecting this, which absolutely it could. And there's a flip side of that, though, of the rest of their roster outside Bradley Beal, not a ton of scoring. So their team is strange because they need Booker and Durant to do so much of the heavy lifting that you don't actually know if it impacts one or the other in a negative way, just in terms of maybe their overall stats. But Durant is giving you a little bit less in the volume department, but crazy efficiency. He's giving you 9% better than league average, which is like insanely good. Let me try to ballpark the efficiency kind of field for you. So if you're at league average or better, we'll call it, so like neutral to plus like 13% is where the list, like most of the good players are going to fall in that range. So if you're over 5%, that's really good. If you're over 10%, that's nuts. And then there's like some historical seasons that are over like 20%. There's really not that many. I think I've checked, there's less than 25 of these big time scoring seasons where you have an efficiency over 20%. So that just really doesn't happen. So again, Kevin Durant at 9% is really strong stuff. Historically, once you start to crack that plus 10%, that's mostly big men because the way their shot types work, right? There's their play finishing a lot, you know, catching dump offs, dunking, things like that nature. You're shooting right next to the hoop, you're going to shoot a higher percentage. So we have Durant there playing really good. Again, that two-headed monster in Phoenix. I know it's been up and down and Beal missed time, and sometimes this team looks good, sometimes it doesn't. They're not the deepest team in certain like areas of their roster. Kind of hard to figure them out, but having Durant and Devin Booker will always be interesting. After that, at 6, we have Stephen Curry. He is giving you almost 2 points better than the average top 25 at about 30 points per 75 on plus 6 efficiency. Weirdly, I feel like we focus on Steph's efficiency so much because it's just so good historically. But this is a down year for him. 6% efficiency is actually one of his worst seasons. That's how kind of nuts his stats are. And then he's giving you, I mean, huge, huge volume. And I know that expectations for the Warriors are weird because they've been so good for the last decade that the expectations are unrealistic, and this team is very different. They're not who they were a few years ago, but Steph is still playing at an extremely high level, and I think some of that has been bogged down in terms of kind of the national the press of it. I mean, there's been so much going on with Draymond. Klay's declining. I don't know what's up with Andrew Wiggins. He seems to be having a lot of off-the-court issues, but not like he's not doing bad things. Like, it seems like he's having a lot of bad things happen in his life, which really seems unfortunate. It seems to be affecting his play, which is, I mean, we're getting really off the rails of, like, an analytics podcast, but there's been, like, multiple times in the last 2 years he stepped away, which just imagine bad things are happening. So that's a really a bummer. And this team's just not in the greatest shape, and Steph Curry has really kept them afloat. They're in the playoff race or the play-in race, mostly because of the nuts volume and efficiency Steph has brought in year. I don't even know, how long has Steph been in the league? Like 15 years? That's what it feels like. After that, Nikola Jokic at number five. He's 28 years old. Steph is also 35. It's weird Kevin Durant and Steph are the same age. I don't think of them as being the same age, but they are. Or they're in, it's their age season. So whatever. People are always like, you know, they're not actually that age today. And it's like, well, if you go on the website and it shows their stats, it's going to have their season age. So I'm just going to say that every time. But number five, we have Nikola Jokic, 28 years old. He's giving you basically about the top 25 average. Again, 28 points per 75 on plus 12 efficiency. And that's just, you're getting into like Shaq Kareem territory of crazy efficiency. And what's funny is, so there's voter fatigue with Jokic. I get that. And there are people that are in the camp for SGA for MVP. I'm in the camp now for Luka for MVP. I did some research this week, and I think that's where I'm headed. And obviously, Jokic, there's I don't know, there's always been debate of why people will look to discredit him. I think it's kind of interesting. But last season, he had one of those historic efficiency seasons where he was over 20%. Jaw-dropping stuff where like Charles Barkley has a few, Steph has one, and Jokic has one. There's a couple guys. I think Adrian Dantley might be on there. But again, it's a really, really short list. And people have been dinging Jokic because they're like, well, his efficiency is down from last year. And it's like, well, yeah, it's down from like Mount Rushmore efficiency to pretty much like the best efficiency this year among, but there's only one player, he's higher up on the list, that's been more efficient than him on the top 25 scores for this season. So like, yes, it's one of those things where you can make stats lie if you want to use them poorly or you want to like just be a shock jock. But yeah, his efficiency is notably down from last year. That is true. But again, from basically one of the greatest efficiency seasons of all time. So I'm going to look it up. Again, this app goes back to 1974. Jokic, there are, like I said, there are 20 seasons where a player will qualify for this list. You have to be a top 25 scorer. There are 20 seasons going back to 1974 where there is a player posting 20% efficiency or more in true shooting plus. That's the stat I'm using. 20. That's it. That's all there is. Jokic had the ninth most efficient big time scoring season of all time last year. You like literally can't get better than this. It doesn't exist. There just are not seasons that are better than that. This year he comes back. Again, it's not, he was 21% better than league average last year, which is really hard to even like. I know I look at numbers all day, but if you watch that for, let's say you watch 70 of those 82 games, I can't even imagine what it would. It feels like where it's like, oh, I guess every floater he shoots just goes in. I feel like every time he shoots the ball, it just goes in because that type of efficiency is laughable. So Jokic at five, again, he is giving you about a league average volume in terms of top 25 scores, but on plus 12 efficiency. So absolutely crazy stuff. After that, we got Luka at four. He is 24 years old. He is giving you 4.5 points more than the average top 25 score. He's giving you 32.5 points per 75 on plus 6 efficiency. This is where we're starting to get like the rarefied air of seasons. This is in the 83rd percentile of adjusted big time scoring seasons, again, going back to 1974. So again, 83rd percentile. There are not a ton of scoring seasons that are better than this relative to their era ever. Ever. So Luka doing historically good stuff. I think as of right now, I have him as the MVP. He has the number one O LeBron this year. And he, I mean, his three-level scoring is unbelievable. And his ability to just carry a team for an entire season, it's just like a tidal wave of scoring. So Luka, really crazy stuff out of him. And then on top of that, there's more to the MVP discussion. Obviously, his playmaking is a really big part of it as well. Number three, we have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in OKC. He's 25 years old. He is giving you 4 points more than the average top 25. He is giving you 32 points per 75 on plus 10 efficiency. This is one of the most efficient scoring seasons for a guard in NBA history. To be at plus 10 efficiency is so, so, so hard. Normally reserved for just big men. But there are caveats, right? Steph, Reggie Miller, those guys were consistently above it. But for the most part, again, to be doing it on this type of volume too, 4 more points than the top 25 scorer, 32 per 75, I don't care if the rules are different. Like that's gaudy volume on absurd efficiency. And SGA, it's so fun because he's so silky smooth, so creative. It feels like when he's within 10 feet of the basket, it's automatic, which is a pretty overwhelming feeling when you're watching the game. I can't imagine what it's like playing against it. Number two, we have Giannis. Giannis is 29 years old, and he is giving you 3.5 points more than the top 25 scorer, so 31.5 per 75 on plus 13% efficiency. This is just otherworldly finishing from him. He's posted the best finishing talent in our 11-year database, which looks at how often you get to the basket and then how well you finish there. So he's just an unstoppable force. There's been a lot of turbulence with the Bucks this year, and I feel like this season would have gone a lot worse, but Giannis was able to just... What's that? There was the Schneider Batman movies that were not very good. And there was the quote by Batman where it was like, the world doesn't make sense unless you force it to. I feel like this season, it's just been Giannis just forcing the ball to the rim and just finishing over and around and on top of everyone, where there's just been games where he just takes over and then he'll just rattle off like 12 points in a quarter and there's just nothing anyone can do and he'll just break the spirit of the other team. So, I mean, probably a benefit playing with Dame too, even though I know Dame hasn't had the greatest season, but just the gravity that he has as a player probably helped open things up for Giannis. Malik Beasley's been shooting the lights out for the team. Chris Middleton putting in another solid year. So the offense, and then Brooke Lopez is a spacing big. So like the situation is good for Giannis, but then capitalizing on absurd volume, 31.5 points per 75 on plus 13 efficiency. And then that's this is 87th percentile all-time scoring seasons going back to 1974. This is cream of the crop stuff. I don't think I mentioned this. SGA was 86th percentile. So Luka, SGA, and Giannis were all above the 80th percentile. So these are really historic scoring seasons. I know we know that because the points per game have been so high this year. But when you adjust for era, it's still really, really strong. And then number one, Joel Embiid. So Joel Embiid, before he got hurt, was averaging 10 more points than the average top 25 scorer this season. He was averaging 38 points per 75 on plus 11 efficiency. So again, crazy, crazy efficiency. But this type of scoring volume, we have only seen one other time in the history of the NBA going back to 1974. The only guy that's ever outscored him relative to other top 24 guys is 1987 Michael Jordan, where he was averaging 11 points more than the average top 25 score. So in that season, again, this is 1987, the average top 25 guy was averaging 24 points per 75. Michael Jordan, almost 35 points per 75. And then the efficiency, 4% better than league average, pretty good. But then you think about just the insane, absurd volume, and it's really, really great stuff. These are both 98th and 99th percentile seasons. So if Joel Embiid didn't get hurt and continued on the pace he was on, we're talking the greatest scoring season going back to 1974. The only player he was behind was 2016 Steph Curry. Because Steph Curry's efficiency, that he was 24% better efficiency wise, which is, that's like the, it's the most efficient season ever going back to 74. Charles Barkley tied him. And so it's pretty tough to argue. You're getting 7 points more than the top 25 scorer that season. So the top 25 scorer in 2016 was 25 points per 75. Steph was giving you 32 points and doing it on plus 24% efficiency. So Embiid, this was kind of hard because it was only half a season, but it was the second greatest scoring season since 1974, only trailing 2016 Steph Curry. So really special stuff. Would have been a lock for the MVP because he was just moving mountains. So that's going to this is the third time I've recorded this podcast. The first time something was wrong with my microphone. We had some technical issues on the last episode as well. Someone messaged me on Twitter and then I listened to it and I was like, I don't know what was wrong. And we had more issues this time, so I had to re-record. And then I had to re-record again because I had some of the data wrong. And I was like, oh, well, can't put that out with all the wrong information. So this is my third crack at this. And I probably want the smoothest because at this point I've said it so many times, each one of the little blurbs for every player. But let me just recap before we get out of here. Devin Booker, 10th best scoring season this year. Donovan Mitchell at 9. Jalen Brunson at 8. Kevin Durant at 7. Steph Curry at 6. Jokic at 5. Luka at 4. SGA at 3. Giannis at 2. And Joel Embiid at 1. So that's going to do it for the top 10 scores this season. If you want to talk to me on Twitter, @TaylorMetrics, and we'll see you on the next episode of the Basketball Index Podcast.